Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining me this morning, John McDougall, Executive Director for Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area. Did I get that title exactly right?
You did.
All right. The Greater Tyler Area. I know your website says J.A. Tyler, so I wanted to make sure. Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area, John McDougall, our guest this morning. Good morning, John. Great
to
have you with us.
Thanks for having me back.
Sure. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. John, it's a good time to do the show. We've been running a little bit behind on our scheduling for In Focus because of you know what, but
we'll just
go ahead and say it, COVID-19. But it just so happens that you just a few days ago completed your 2020 Laureates of the Year program. This was September 17th, and we're going to talk about that quite a bit during the show.
Yes.
But very nicely timed, but always good to have you in. And,
Thank
you know,
you.
Especially with the school year just recently having started back up.
That's right.
And you've had to make just a lot of changes because of COVID-19. We'll go over those and talk about how the program is still performing quite well for you. In spite of that and because of the way that you and your volunteers, I guess, have risen to the challenge. Let's start off with Junior Achievement in general. Talk about what it is, who you are, what you do on the national level and on the local level as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad to do that. We're a very large organization. We actually serve 10 million students in over 103 countries, so we're larger than what many people think. In our nation, we serve 4.8 million students. We are affiliated with the JA Dallas area, and they serve 50,000 students every year. Although we are independent, we have our own board of directors, our own budget, our own programs that we have, and we serve around 5,400 students each year.
Okay, and just briefly, the mission and the purpose, what you're really trying to achieve through Junior Achievement.
Absolutely. Our mission is to inspire and prepare young people to succeed in a global economy. And we do that by teaching work readiness, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship in the classroom. Obviously, it's a little different with COVID-19, but typically what we'll do is we'll have volunteers go into the classroom and teach the program so that they can share their own perspective about those three main points, the work readiness, financial literacy, and the entrepreneurship of what we have with our program.
Okay. And you cover the area that runs from Tyler, basically north, south, and west, down to about Rusk, up to the Winnsboro area, over towards Athens, that general area.
Yes,
and
right.
If you're in the Longview area, the Kilgore-Longview area this morning, and you happen to be listening, there is a separate Junior Achievement in that area, that, which is where you'd want to direct any kinds of questions, similar to the ones that might pop up as we do the program this morning. You're good neighbors, good friends, but that's just a note for folks who happen to be listening a little bit east of the Tyler area. Your personal background, I always enjoy hearing you talk about this. The first two words that always appear on your bio are Eagle Scout, and that's as good a place to start as any.
Yes, absolutely. Well, one of the things that we teach in Junior Achievement when a volunteer goes in and they're visiting with students for the first time is how to make a connection with the students, and one way that you do that is sharing a little bit about yourself first. And so I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm a competent Toastmaster and a Rotarian. I'm a member of the South Tyler Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I think is really important for me is that I have a passion for impacting the lives of young people. And that goes throughout my entire career. When I started with the Boy Scouts, I was with them for 24 years, then CASA for Kids for almost a year. And now I've been with Junior Achievement for 6 years. And the common thread through all of that is helping young people to better themselves and find a way of doing that.
You opened your first savings account when you were just a wee tyke, years old?
Yes, absolutely. And I talked about that a little bit at our Hall of Fame event because I wanted to impress upon the audience that was there at our Hall of Fame how important it is to teach young people financial literacy. And so when I was 7 years old, my dad took me to the Prairie State Bank in Augusta, Kansas, where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, John, you're going to open up a savings account. Obviously, at that time, I was very young and didn't understand the importance of that. One thing that I want to say before I forget, and probably was his key motivation in wanting me to save at that early of an age, is the interest rate was 13% then.
Hmm.
So I don't think we'll ever see that again, but that definitely was a good motivation for me to start saving at an early age. And one of the things that I taught when I was in a kindergarten class is I asked a group of those students what it meant to save for a rainy day. And one little boy raised his hand and he said, "It means you need to have an umbrella." And so not quite the response I expected, but even at a very early age when we start the Junior Achievement Program, we start in kindergarten, we go all the way up through 12th grade, but we want young people to learn from an early age how important it is to save for that rainy day, to be prepared for any emergencies. And talking about COVID-19, what a great example and a good reason of why we have to save for a rainy day. We never know what to expect, what's going to happen. And if we save our money and we have an emergency fund, we can be prepared for anything.
Okay. Talking to John McDougald, Executive Director of Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area, J.A. Tyler for short. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. A little bit of contact information. Your office at 318 East 5th Street in Tyler. In more or less the Bergfeld Center area. Phone number 903-581-7482, and you can get more information on the website, tyler.ja.org. You ran a few numbers by us a few minutes ago. I think I might have said early on that it's a nationwide program, actually international, 103 countries, 10 million students, 4.8 million students served in our nation alone. And again, I know you said this a minute ago, 5,400 students served in J.A. Tyler, and this is a 75% increase in 5 years. Last year, you were down 500 students due to COVID-19, just one of the many challenges I'm sure you've had to address.
Yes, that's correct. So when I started 6 years ago, we had 3,417 students, and so through the first 5 years, we were at 5,900 students, which was a 75% increase within that five-year period. And last year, we served 5,400. So we were down about 500 students due to COVID. But with all things said, I think that's still very good. We only had two schools that had to cancel, and that's because they had their JA in a day scheduled for the very end of the school year once COVID hit.
And JA in a day is basically what it says. You do the whole thing in like one day based on the preference of the individual teachers, campuses, et cetera.
Exactly. Oh, okay. So JA in a day, primarily what we do with that program is we have high school students come in and they teach kindergarten through fourth grade, and the fifth grade students are taught by adult volunteers. But in one day, from about 9 o'clock in the morning till about 2:30 in the afternoon, we teach all five programs or lessons that we have for each age group in that one-day time frame.
Okay. You also say you have 250 volunteers and over 270 classrooms, and I know that that's had to change because of the special arrangements you've had to make for COVID-19. Do you still have 250 volunteers at the ready, even though they're doing it differently now?
Well, the volunteers this year are our teachers.
Yeah, okay.
Primarily.
Okay.
Because the way that we need to run the program this year based on COVID is we don't have volunteers from in the community go into the schools for safety reasons, but the teacher's already there in the classroom, so we have the teachers teach the program. And so any schools that are not already scheduled within our area that would like to have Junior Achievement, they can just contact me. Best way, even though you gave my office number, they can also have my cell phone number, which is 903-747-7643, and they can call me directly, and I'd be happy to work with them and get that program set up for them.
Sure thing. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what's actually happening in these classrooms, and we know that it's still pretty unpredictable. There are schools that are having to shut down temporarily because of COVID-19. Schools that are operating pretty much as normal, but basically you have teachers teaching Junior Achievement in the classrooms, and this will be Tyler, White House, Jacksonville, Lyndale, and Maybank, I think, are in the particular area we're talking about right now. What are they teaching? And without getting into too many specifics, can you just kind of give us maybe an elongated thumbnail, if you will, of what is actually being taught? Because I know that you have a number of different programs geared to different age groups.
Absolutely. So each curriculum is age specific. So if you go into the kindergarten class and you're teaching, then the person that's teaching is reading stories to these students about financial literacy. One of the particular lessons is a young girl that she has a friend that went off for the summer, and she comes back and she wants to plan a birthday party in celebration for her, welcoming her back from her summer vacation. And the parents are teaching her about how to save for that party. So mm-hmm. she's doing chores around the house to be able to save money and to be able to have that program. In second grade, we have a simulation of a donut shop. So these students are opening up their own business. It's a donut shop, and they're learning about how to be effective in providing a great product, a good donut for the customer. And they're learning about marketing, about how to sell it, about how to take the money and pay for the bills related to that restaurant. So you can see at even a very early age, they're learning about money management, about entrepreneurship, which is a big part of what we teach in junior achievement.
Okay. And we'll let you continue in a moment. Just want to take a moment to remind everyone this is In Focus. I'm John Sims. Our guest this morning is John McDougall with Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area. And I think we stopped at second grade. What happens after that?
So in the middle school, we're talking about them being able to look at their finances, being able to see what debt is, what credit is, the importance of insurance, even at that early of an age, looking at what their future life is going to hold when they have their own home, they have their own family. When we get into the high school, one of the unique programs that we have, we only had one of the events so far, it's called Stock Market Challenge. Mm-hmm. We're teaching our high school students about saving and investing, about the stock market. At our Stock Market Challenge, we simulate the stock exchange floor. So just like they would be in New York City on the stock exchange floor, we have all the boards up, we have the opening and closing bell. Every high school student that's participating with their team, a team of four, their team gets $1 million to buy and sell fictitious stock and learn how the stock market works. So it's a great way for them to learn about how to save for their future.
All right, very good. As far as volunteers are concerned, you still use volunteers, but this year the volunteers are your teachers. And if you go to the website, you'll see it. You're always looking for donations, which we'll talk about a little bit more later on, and also get into the 2020 Laureates of the Year event that happened a few days ago. But if someone wants to volunteer as a as a corporate volunteer, that's the terminology you use, they can still do it, but it's going to be a little bit different. Tell us how that works.
Yes, that's correct. So our volunteers this year that would like to teach the Junior Achievement Program, they can still do that, but the way that we're doing it this year is that they will make a video of themselves teaching, and then I will get that video to the teachers so that the video can be shared in the classroom. So that's how that would be done this year.
Okay. As far as recruiting volunteers, I assume that you're still doing that, not least because you're always going to need them, and because we don't know when all this is going to be over and things will get back to normal again. So if somebody wants to volunteer, be a corporate volunteer, besides what you just explained to us, what are some of the things that they'll need to know, requirements and things of that
nature? Sure, absolutely. The requirements are really quite simple. They need to have the ability to follow instructions, to be able to pass the school's background check, even though they're not going to be in the school. They still will register with the school online like they always have done, and a desire to impact the lives of young people. So the lesson plan is laid out very easily. It's right there in the book. It tells them step by step exactly what to do and how to do it and how much time it takes for each section of that lesson. So it's very simple to follow.
All right. And if they want to get involved again, they can call the office number, 903-581-7482, and your cell phone number, 903-747-7643. That sounds
correct.
Pretty user-friendly to me.
Absolutely.
Okay, talking to John McDougald of Junior Achievement of the Greater Tyler Area, also known as Junior Achievement of Greater Tyler. I think that's the name that you'll see on the website, or J.A. Tyler for short. But by any name, you're getting out there and just continuing to do a lot, again, this school year, even in the midst of COVID-19. Also want to briefly mention on the website, tyler.ja.org. We're not going to go into it today, but there are several different programs that you offer, and you'll see it, I guess it's under the programs tab, starting with JAB Entrepreneurial, JA Career Success, JA Economics for Success. If you want to go to the website and look through those, that'll give you a more specific idea of some of the different programs that you offer. One of the things to remember, though, as you mentioned to me a little earlier on, I think maybe before we went to air, the kindergarten through five grade group or age group is critical to you. That's where you get the most response. And that has proven to be the most productive for you over the years.
Yes, it has. Typically, most of our programs, out of those 5,400 students that we served last year, I would say roughly 4,000 of those were elementary students. Mm-hmm. So we make a bigger impact in elementary. Although the middle school and the high school is just as important, it's just a matter of, it's a little bit more of a challenge to reach those students just because of the nature of their school schedule. But if there are any principals or educators out there that would have a desire to have the Junior Achievement Program in the middle school or high school, all they have to do is reach out to me, let me know what grade, how many students they have, how many kits they would like to have, and I'll make sure that they get the literature that they need to have the program in their classroom.
Okay, talking to John McDougald, Junior Achievement of Greater Tyler, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. As we get a little bit more than halfway through the program, I think if we tie it all together very briefly here, you're talking about three basics: work readiness, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. And that concept, I guess, has been with you for a long time, and it seems to have worked well for you since, what, 1919 when you first got going?
Yes, so we're over 100 years old now, so we're very excited about that. We're headquartered in Colorado Springs for a national organization. And J.A. Tyler was founded in 1988 by a number of business leaders in the community that saw the importance of us teaching those basics in the Tyler area.
All righty. I was looking at your website, and I saw some figures, and they're right there almost immediately when you go to the website. And we're talking why junior achievement. 20% of U.S. students will not complete high school on time and earn a diploma. 49% of U.S. employers recognize that talent shortages impact their ability to serve clients and customers. There's a couple of more bullet points on there, but those numbers alone have to be just something that you guys keep in mind all the time as you continue to work this program.
Absolutely, yeah. And 88% of our alum, they are satisfied with their career. And it's amazing how many people I talk to, not on a daily basis, but every week I'll have a number of people that I'll talk to, and they'll tell me that they're not really happy with the career that they've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And through Junior Achievement, because of our workforce readiness, part of our mission, they realize before they ever get into a career what they would really like to do, and that's why 88% of them are satisfied with the career that they've chosen. And a lot of them also will choose a career based on the volunteer that comes in the classroom that teaches them, because they'll learn about the job that that volunteer has and see that they have an interest in that.
Okay. I used the term corporate volunteer a little while ago, and I wanted to clarify that. You can also be an individual volunteer or an educator, and that is all outlined on the website. Also, donations, corporate donor, individual donor. As it is with most nonprofits these days, you're always looking for financial support. It's easy to donate. You can find the donation tab, I believe, pretty easily on the website.
Yes, it's definitely on the website, and we love to have people contribute to the Junior Achievement Programs, that we can reach out and touch more lives, which is what we do with the program.
All righty. And now is, I guess you could almost say, the magic moment. We get to the 2020 Laureates of the Year program, which was held Thursday, September 17th,
yes,
just
correct.
A few days ago. And a couple of people who moved to the community about 13 years ago, but just got right to work and have made a huge impact on the Tyler area. Donna and Mike Metke.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that event a few nights ago. I understand it was a very successful one, especially in view of all the challenges, and you had good reasons to honor these two folks.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're so pleased that Donna and Mike Metke had accepted being our laureates of the year for 2020. We had a great evening on Thursday night. We had 70 people that were in attendance, which was a lot larger than what I thought it would be based on COVID-19. We were expecting about 35 and we had 70. And so very excited about that. We had a tremendous program. Barbara Bass, the former mayor of Tyler, gave the award presentation for Donna and Mike Metke. We had a great guest speaker from Early College High School, Ms. Taylor, who talked about her junior achievement program and the impact that she saw us making in the lives of young people. Rabbi Neil Katz was there giving her invocation. Our board chairman, past board chairman, Tim Miller, did a wonderful job of being able to lead our event as the MC. So we were very delighted with that program. Great to have all our sponsors that were there that made this event possible, our Hall of Fame committee and our board. It was just overall an amazing event.
Mm-hmm. And Donna and Mike Metke are now members of the Junior Achievement Hall of Fame for this area. The honor goes all the way back to 1990. And I'm looking through the program, and there are some pretty impressive names on here going all the way back to the inaugural laureate, the late Isidore Rucht, whom I remember quite well from my early days in Tyler, and some very influential names on this list all the way up through the year 2020. Let's talk a little bit about nearly all the people in the community who have been here for a while know that Dr. Metke is the retired president of Tyler Junior College,
correct.
But their influence goes well beyond that. Let's talk a little bit about the Metkes and what they've done and why you felt it was so appropriate for them to get this award.
Absolutely. One of the big things that Tyler Junior College and the Metkes had been involved with is the Promise program. And so that's an amazing program that helps young people to be able to get into college, to get college scholarships. And there's a number of requirements for that. One of the main requirements is giving back to the community, community service hours, which, as I mentioned a little while ago, Ms. Taylor, who is one of our volunteers, youth volunteers, what we call a high school hero,
mm-hmm.
she had earned a number of service hours, which will help her get a scholarship through the Promise program. So that was one of our strongest ties to the Metkes in helping further the education of our young people, and made such a good joint fit between us, and one of the main reasons why that they were honored with the impact that they make in educating our young people.
Okay, so all the things that Dr. Metke did at TJC, Donna Metke, as it says in the program, which I'm holding right now, nearly full-time role as a community volunteer, and both of them have just been intensively involved in the community, and I believe continue to be so 13 years after first touching ground in Tyler. So our congratulations to Donna and Mike Metke, the 2020 Laureates of the Year on behalf of Junior Achievement of Greater Tyler. John McDougald of Junior Achievement of Greater Tyler, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and several minutes left in the show. There's a lot more that we could talk about, and let's start with this. What's coming up? Two events that you managed to get in February before COVID-19 hit, and you're already looking at next February, first for the Bowl-a-thon. I guess that was my very first connection to Junior Achievement back around 1989 or 1990. Junior Achievement in Tyler was the Bowl-a-thon, and that's set for February 18th through 20th. What are we looking at for that?
Yes, it's a wonderful event. So this is a tradition with Junior Achievement areas across the nation, where we hold a bowl-a-thon. It's an event where corporations and individuals get to come together, and we have them bowl two games. It's not a competitive event, although a lot of the teams like to make it that way, which is just fine. One of our biggest corporate sponsors of that is Cavenders, And they always have a number of teams. Their whole finance division comes and plays. And they do get a little competitive between teams. Mm. So it makes it a lot of fun for them. And they come, have a great time, and they're able to support junior achievement. We always have a theme for the event. We're still looking for a theme for the upcoming one for February. We've talked about the 50s as possibly a theme. So that could be fun with hip-hop and some of those types of things. They design bowling pins, and there's some amazing ones that they come up with. Some people are very creative, and so it's exciting to see what they do. But we have teams of four. Each team member, each bowler, is responsible for getting in pledges, $75 per bowler. And many of them do a lot more than that. We have many of our bowlers that will raise $150 in pledges, so do twice what they're asked to do. But it's a great, fun event that supports junior achievement, and the funds for that event definitely go to help us be able to provide the program for more young people.
All righty. So that's February 18th through 20th of 2021, and within the next few months, I guess we'll be getting news releases and public service announcements, and anybody can form a team, whether you're directly
Absolutely.
Involved with junior achievement or not. Great way to get people engaged in the program if they haven't been engaged in it before. That I remember from the participation that I had a number of years back.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, and I'll be sending out notices to all those that had participated in the past, and hopefully we'll get some new ones that hear about it because of this radio show.
All righty. Well, we sure hope so. And then you will have barely had time to catch your breath when the Stock Market Challenge comes up February 23rd. You were describing that earlier, but if you want to kind of go back over some of that material and maybe add any new information, additional information that people need to know about.
Absolutely. It's an amazing event. This will be our second time to hold it. The first one was an outstanding success. And so in the morning, we will have roughly 300 students, high school students, that will participate. And it's a simulation of the stock market, just like being on the stock exchange floor of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And each team of four will get $1 million to buy and sell fictitious stocks. It's fast-paced. It's really an amazing use of technology to make all of this happen. And in the evening, we'll do the same thing, but it will be for adults. And we have opportunities for sponsorships for our adults, which will help pay for the youth event. The youth, obviously, they're not paying anything for being able to participate. It's our way to help them learn about financial literacy, about saving and investing primarily. And so we appreciate any type of support that we can receive from our adults or corporations that would have an interest in participating in the event in the evening.
All righty. Getting down close to the end of the show now with John McDougall of Junior Achievement of Greater Tyler. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and let's be honest, still a lot of uncertainty left. Things apparently starting to ease up a little bit as far as COVID-19, but they keep telling us over and over again, don't get too overconfident. Keep wearing the mask. Keep doing the social distancing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Based on what you've been able to accomplish so far during this school year, it looks like Junior Achievement is pretty well positioned to be able to pretty much turn on a dime and make whatever adjustments that you're going to have to make, regardless of what happens over the next several months, maybe the next year or so. Do you feel pretty confident about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure do. We're able to be very flexible. That's a big part of what we teach in Junior Achievement, mm-hmm. flexibility, and we're right on that. So regardless of what happens, we're going to be able to reach out to more students, and we're looking forward to hearing from educators that would like to have us in the classroom through their teachers teaching the program, and in some cases, having the volunteers sharing their video that they've created.
Okay, and that about wraps it up. John McDougall, Executive Director for Junior Achievement of Greater Tyler, our guest this morning on In Focus. John, I've lost track of how many times you've been here. You can't come by too often. Just keep up the good work and stay in touch.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
John McDougall, Junior Achievement of Greater Tyler, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. As always, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.